If you were listening to Vinny's Saturday show earlier this summer, you'll have heard an interview with Danielle McGriskin. Danielle is 17 years old and has a brain tumour. Her story is truly inspirational, and it got us thinking, who in your life inspires you?
Well, I'm 17 years old and I live outside Lisburn. I was diagnosed with a brain tumour and hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain, in July 2011. So I started having symptoms around August 2010. They just kept getting worse, headaches, I kept being sick, vision disturbances, my balance wasn't very good. I've had around 20, I've actually lost count, operations for the hydrocephalus. I was referred to Bristol for my tumour, and they said that I needed a biopsy of my tumour, which was high risk because it's on top of my brain stem. So it came back as an astrocytoma, grade 2 brain tumour. So it's a low grade, but it's the higher of the low grade. So they suggested IMRT radiotherapy. Mm-hmm. That began in November.
And what does that involve? What do they actually do?
It's radiation to the brain. So I basically lay in a bed, you can't feel anything, it's not painful.
And were there any side effects from the radiotherapy?
Immediate side effects was hair loss, nausea, I wasn't sick, which was good, but tiredness as well.
It's a lot to deal with for anyone, but especially when you're very young.
I'm very positive, so
I can tell you're very positive, and you're talking about this and you know all the words, and I'm sitting here in amazement, to be honest, because you seem like a really positive, upbeat person, and it would be really easy for anyone, but especially when you're very young, that's gone through that, to be really annoyed and to be a little bit bitter about it, but you just seem so upbeat.
Yes, there's days where I'm down and it would get to someone because it's your health and you don't know what's around the corner, but I try and stay positive and think I'm not going to be like this forever. I will get better, whether it be next week or something, or if it's a month, I believe I'm going to get better again.
I think people could learn a lot from you because your positivity, considering what you've been through, it's quite remarkable. And, you know, it makes me feel quite bad when I sit here thinking how I get grumpy and I think, oh, you know what, I've had a hard week or it's been a tough day. And really, considering what you've gone through and how upbeat and positive you are, I think I could learn a lot from you.
Thank you.
You're big into your fundraising now and you're raising awareness. Why did you want to get into that?
I wanted to do something to help spread awareness of the symptoms of brain tumours, which I do with the Head Smart campaign, but also raise money for brain tumour research. Any money I raise goes into research into brain tumours to help other people, definitely, because it's a horrible disease.
You mentioned that you have, you know, your bad days and your good days.
Yes.
What's a bad day like?
A bad day, it's horrible. My head is extremely painful. Normal painkillers don't help. My eyes are extremely painful, so I'd usually close them. Vision disturbances, so a lot of flashing lights due to my vision. It's a horrible day. One time I went to school to sit at GCSE the day after I came out of hospital, and I was semi-unconscious for 3 days.
That's remarkable. And you still went in?
I still went in and I passed, yeah. Just passed.
You passed? What was the test?
It was maths, and I'm not very good at maths.
Right, you passed your maths exam?
Yes. I just think, know the symptoms of a brain tumour, and it can save lives and prevent long-term disabilities to children and young people and even adults.
Well, listen, Danielle, it's been lovely talking to you, and you do lighten up a room when you come into it, which is a really good thing to do. So good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Well, it really puts things into perspective, that, doesn't it?